case number 10077, Northern Star LLC, south of Route 1 being Lot 2, a special use exception to replace an existing billboard.
Name and address.
Dale McAllister, 14 Morgan Circle, Dover, Delaware.
Swear a firm testimony about to give should be the truth, all truth.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
What we have tonight is these existing billboards, single-sided. They're clear channel boards. They're on Mr. Jay Lynn's property. He's here tonight if you have any questions of him. And basically wants to take them down, replace them as is, but with unipoles. And basically he's going to his lease with clear channels up. He'd like not to renew his lease and to do the boards himself. And he wants to replace the wooden pole structures with metal unipoles, just look better, clean up his lot,
right.
Keep the same setbacks, same sizes,
everything
change
same.
Them out to unipole. Yes, sir.
Just to go with monopole. That's good. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
So they'll just be single-sided, or will it be?
They'll be single-sided as they are now. They're back up to the woods. These woods will never be cleared, we don't think. Sussex County owns these woods, if I remember correctly, is what I was told. So I don't think the county's ever going to sell the land. Plus, the way at the angle of where they are, they wouldn't be double-sided boards.
What road is that?
This is Route 1.
Yeah, right off Route 1.
This is the Tokyo Steakhouse on Route 1.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right there across from Baker's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two monopoles?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They're both existing currently right now. They're 12 by 40s, which is a weird size, but that's what we're going to go back with, exactly what's there. Not going to make them any larger than what you've got.
Right.
Usually it's 12 by 24 or 12 by 48. These are 40s. So.
I noticed that today.
Pardon me?
I said I noticed that today when I was looking at it that way.
They're what size?
They're 12 by 40s.
12 by 40s. Yeah.
Yeah.
You either got 24s or 48 normally. These are 40s.
And two monopoles versus one, there's...
Because it's an 80, it would be an 80-footer, and they don't make the steel structures and all for an 80-foot board. You'd have a 12 by 80.
What about stacking it?
Well, if you wanted to double-deck them, but that one, then you'd have a height problem.
The over there.
Yeah, we'd have to get them up to about 35, 40 feet. He'd much rather have a stacked version. It'd be much more beneficial to him. It wouldn't be behind his restaurant, but it would be more
than that.
Can we see that picture again? How tall are the existing?
This board right here is 28 feet.
What would be the height that he would
need? Well, we wanted to leave this one at 28.
If he were to stack them, how high would he need to go?
Well, you'd have 12 and 12 is 24, plus the space in between them would be 24, 25, and 20, 28. 10 feet, 38 feet.
We have some existing now that are upwards of 50 feet.
Billboard?
And those trees are certainly higher than...
Oh, sure.
38.
Billboard, 50 feet?
Mm-hmm. 40 some feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. But the one across the street is.
That's right. I'm trying to think. Yeah.
We have them across the street that height. But I know what your county setback is 25.
You can meet all the setbacks?
Sure, I can.
The side setback as well?
We can do that. If we move this one, currently it's 40 feet.
Uh-huh.
So this has apparently about a 10 foot. So we'd bring it up to about here and stack it without a problem.
I would think
if you could, if we could stack them, we'd love to. And it could do away with one extra pole.
I would think that would be more aesthetically pleasing, especially with the trees there. I don't see that.
What's it look at today?
And then you could go the 48 wide. And
that cross street don't look like it was 39 feet. I guess it is bigger. I was looking from that other one.
Pardon me?
Double stacking. I said one across the street didn't look it. Looked like it was that high. But to me,
but they are. The ones on the other side of the street are.
Within 11 feet, you could do it. You'd be right there in the center of that.
Yes, sir. We'd love to do it.
If you did that way.
He'd have to come in with another application.
Yeah, he's got to come back in another application to do that, though.
Well, we wouldn't mind doing that. We'll be glad to pay the fee and redo it for next month. And
okay.
We'd love to do that.
I'd be apt to make a motion to table it in a few months to do that.
We'll table it and bring you back another exhibit showing what it looked like.
Mr. McCabe?
See if there's any opposition.
How do you feel on that?
Yeah, I think it'd be.
Why don't you check the testimony first before you dive into some
Okay, we'll do that with it. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
What I was going to suggest, Mr. Chairman, was if you're inclined,
excuse me,
you could actually grant, if you're inclined to vote in that fashion, grant what he's applied for. That way he doesn't have to do this part all over again. And if after he talks with his client, he wants to go forward with another alternative for, with a height variance, they can go ahead and apply for that.
We do. I can tell you that right now. He asked me the same thing earlier, and I told him that we'd be in, when we first originally met, he asked to stack them, wanted to stack them, but it would be, I didn't know that this board would be, I've always gotten approvals for exactly what was there. If mm-hmm. you'd rather see one pole and have them stacked, the client would love to do it. We're in favor of
it. But this is unique where you're at, though.
I totally agree.
The back, if you got the trees there, if it wasn't for that, though, then it might
I would rather grant something monopole stacked than what he's requesting.
Yeah, especially in the situation.
Glad to bring it back.
I guess what I'm saying is you can grant the special use to replace the billboards, subject to his coming in for the variance. And if for some reason that never happened, he'd still have the ability to do what he's proposed tonight.
Okay, I can go right there. Okay, go ahead. We make that to the form of a motion, Mr. Mills.
As I don't see that it will alter the central character of the neighborhood or substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we approve case number 10,077. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.